Loving God, open our hearts to hear your word. Set our hearts on fire with love for you. Stir our hearts to do your work in the world. Amen. Amen. Several summers ago, I spent a week at Iona Abbey. It's on a tiny island off the west coast of Scotland. To even get there, you have to take a train, to the ferry, to the bus, to one final ferry. The landscape is sparse, but beautiful. Blue seas everywhere. It's where St. Columba landed in the 6th century after being driven out of Ireland. And the monastery he founded there played an enormous role in the spread of Christianity throughout Western Europe. I was there for a conference, but also there on pilgrimage. I'd been ordained for a year, and I loved my work. It had been a long road getting there. 6 years of discernment and prayer, more reading and writing than I thought possible in divinity school. I was happy, but I felt stuck spiritually, as though I was drifting along in a sailboat, just waiting for the wind to return. So there I found myself on this tiny island, disconnected from the rest of the world, asking God, what next? One night, in the middle of the week, we went to a ceilidh. It was held in the village hall, and it was incredible. You see, a ceilidh is a traditional Scottish social gathering, a village party. There's food and drink, there's storytelling, and there is dancing. A small band of villagers playing traditional Scottish music and teaching 100 strangers how to dance their traditional dances. You'd be hard-pressed to find a more joyous, laughter-filled room anywhere. You could palpably feel God's presence in this gathering of strangers become friends. And then, on our final night, we gathered in the ancient abbey church and celebrated a ceilidh Eucharist. Tables lined the aisles of the sanctuary. And there we gathered, sharing stories of our time together, of our hopes and dreams, of the challenges that awaited us off the island. And we shared a meal, passing bread and wine to one another down the length of the table. It was one of the most simple and beautiful services I've ever been a part of. The joy of that ceilidh was captured, reimagined. And as we gathered around that table, God met us there. Around that table, in the joy of those gathered, something within me shifted. What had been stuck was somehow set free. Gathered around a table. That's where Jesus so often met people. gathered around the table of Matthew, the table of Zacchaeus, the table of Peter, the table of Lazarus and Martha and Mary, the tables of Joanna and Susanna, gathered round a table where he could see people face to face, listen to their stories, share their laughter, share their tears. It was there that he deepened friendships. There that he challenged assumptions in the giving and receiving of hospitality. There are more than 20 instances in the Gospels of Jesus sharing a meal. After his resurrection, he encounters two of his disciples on the road. He travels with them, teaching them, helping them understand what has happened. He interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. But it isn't until they gather around a table and share a meal that they recognize him. He had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. We gather around this table, just as Jesus gathered around a table with his friends and followers. And we share a simple meal, bread and wine, wafers and tawny port. It's not much. It's not even a snack, really. But within that simplicity, within that nothing at all, lies the profound truth of God's grace and love. We gather around this table because this is where Jesus has promised to be for all those who want to meet him. This is the table where God intends us to be nourished. The table where Christ makes us new. None of us truly understands what happens at this table. Theologians have been arguing about it for millennia. Is the substance of the bread and wine somehow literally changed? Is there some magic in a priest's hands that transforms these simple gifts into the flesh and blood of Christ? Who knows, really? What we do know, what I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, is that when we gather around this table, when we give thanks to God for the abundance of blessings bestowed upon us, when we share this simple meal, God is truly present with us. When we share this bread, this cup, we feast with all those who have gone before and all those who are yet to come. We are drawn together into the body of Christ, strengthened in community, nourished, so that we can walk out those doors and share the nourishment of God's love with the world. We come to this table full of faith, and we come to this table when we are searching for even a hint of God in our broken world. when we share this meal, we remember all that Jesus taught us. We remember the loving, painful sacrifice he made for us. And we remember all that he promised us. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. Around this table, we get a glimpse of that heavenly Kaylee, the eternal embrace of our loving God that awaits us. So come, you who hunger and thirst for a deeper faith, a better life, a fairer world, for the healing touch of our loving God, for an intimate encounter with God's never failing grace. Accept God's invitation and gather round this table. Jesus Christ, who here offers us a foretaste of eternal life, invites each and every one of us to be his guests. Amen.